Let's talk to fish.
B-Lock, you know what to do.
Summerella.
The Sumster.
Summerino.
Oh, man.
Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores. Time now for our daily Vanderbilt update.
Hey, Joe, any word on Robbie Caldwell in South Carolina?
No, it's funny you mentioned it. I kind of ran the traps again this morning just to make sure that I hadn't heard anything new, and I have not. I was in the offices yesterday, and not a lot of the coaches were in the office. A couple of them were. Most of them are out and about, you know, this last push in recruiting. So I have not seen Robbie nor talked to him, but I would imagine, I would imagine that we'll hear something relatively soon. I don't think that's something that anybody wants to drag out.
Well, Joe, for basketball, a few days now to get ready for the conference opener against Kentucky. We talked about the big win at UMass the other day, and now they kind of turn their attention to the SEC for the rest of the way.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people asking, Kevin, we even talked about it during the course of the football season, about Jamie Graham. You know, is Jamie Graham going to play basketball? Well, he joined the team yesterday. He went through his first practice with them yesterday. But there are a lot of differences in this year and last year. You'll remember Jamie was with them, you know, from the end of November last year, so he got in on a lot of the non-conference portion of the season. The team was not as deep last year as it is this year, and this year he jumps right in starting with Kentucky week. So I think there's going to be an adjustment period for Jamie for sure, not only in terms of what they're doing and their style of play, but in the conditioning for basketball. That's, you know, he's obviously in very good shape, but there's a lot of difference in the conditioning for basketball and for football. But what he can bring you, I think, relatively quickly, as everybody has seen, he can bring you a toughness. He can bring you a defensive mentality that can certainly be of help. They're not going to look for him to come in and play right away, certainly. But I think just having him back on the team and that enthusiasm and toughness he brings, I think Kevin's going to welcome.
Yeah, he was really an energy guy when he was out there last year. As far as what he does on the football field, do you think long-term running back is in his future with Vanderbilt at all, or do you think they look to keep him at receiver or back over on defense?
I'll be honest, Kevin. I think the thought process has changed a little bit. After the Wake Forest game, I believe they reevaluated Jamie and thought, you know what, he might be worth a good strong look at tailback. And I think what's going to happen here in the spring is they're going to give him an opportunity to work at a couple of places. I wouldn't be surprised if he actually got a look over on the defensive side of the ball a little bit too. He played defensive back in high school as well. He's just a tremendous athlete. But I think now in the rotation it's probably gone to where tailback might be his first option. And you've got Jared Hawkins back. It would give you a couple of really, you know, key speedy guys back there. So I think he's going to get a lot more reps running the football.
I guess my question is, do they have to bulk him up some for him to play running back full time?
I don't think so. I think he's, you know, he's about 5'10", 200, 202. I think they're always looking maybe to add, you know, 5 pounds here or there, but I don't think there's going to be this, you know, process that, you know, we need magic to put 20 pounds on him here over the over the spring. So I think he's fine. And you know how solidly built he is, how tough he is. I don't think that would be an issue.
The women's team in basketball hanging in there in the top 25?
Yeah, hanging in. But, you know, this is a big week right off the bat. After a couple of disappointing losses, they're going to go on the road to start out conference play at Alabama. And it's a place where they need to go and get off to a good start, because then they're going to come home Sunday in a game I'm looking forward to. I'll be doing on television when they play Tennessee at Memorial Gym. And what Melanie has got to try to solve with this team is these scoring droughts they're going through of 8 and 9 minutes in a game. You know, you go back to that Notre Dame game, they were up by 18 in the second half and then went almost 10 minutes without scoring a point. So they've got to find a way to avoid those long droughts in scoring, and they've got to take better care of the basketball. They had 27 turnovers in their last loss at Iowa State, and that's not going to get it done. So you can bet those are two big focuses this week in practice.
Hey, Joe, we'll let you run on that. Appreciate the time, as always.
Okay, guys, see you tomorrow.
All right, he's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher. You can hear him each morning here on the Wake Up Zone at 6:55.